brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for this little short segment and the next, former Congressman Bob Barr, author, researcher, libertarian presidential candidate, BobBarr.org, LibertyGuard.org. He's been on the front lines exposing the expansion of the war on terror, the attack on our liberties, and the TSA and all the horrible activities they're engaged in. Now, Congressman, I'm even seeing mainstream media say this is a federal unsworn police force doing things FBI can't even do. They have no statutory authority to stick the hands on the outside and touch the genitals, or inside, as you know. Now, a federal judge has said it's that you have a right to have TSA. They upside down put their hands down your pants at the school proms in Santa Fe. They're announcing a rollout on the highway, streets, roads. The infrastructure is being seized. What's your overall view of where this is going?
It's outrageous, and if Americans don't do what you and many of your listeners have been doing by setting the example, and that is to stand up and say not just no, but hell no, then the limitations on government and the protections for our privacy and our persons that are embodied in the Fourth Amendment will be essentially meaningless. Just absolutely outrageous, not only what government and TSA in particular are doing, but what is most distressing is the number of Americans that sit back like damn sheep and accept this nonsense.
Well said.
My French.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, it's time to get angry. The Texas legislator voted in the House 138-0 unanimous to enforce the law and not let them grope women and children, or men for that matter. And then the Republican leader of the Senate, the Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, and there are state senators on record in the Dallas Morning News, you name it, that he said, don't let anybody know I'm doing this. But with the Justice Department, he threatened and lobbied, and the Justice Department put a letter out publicly, Congressman, saying they would blockade and have a no-fly zone over Texas if they did not back off of this bill. What's your take on that?
Well, I used to think that that the slogan "Don't mess with Texas" actually meant something, but I'm beginning to wonder now. They backed down on this. At least the Senate apparently did. It's ridiculous to let the government bully a state like this. No fly zone. The people can't fly in and out of Texas. Give me a break. I mean, how in heaven's name would they enforce something like that? Obviously, they couldn't. And if they tried, then Texas would stand up to it. They would have security at the airports. That would be probably, perhaps, certainly as good as, if not probably better than what TSA provides.
Well, what does that say about the mindset of the Justice Department and Janet Napolitano at Homeland Security that they would have a U.S. attorney send a letter just arrogantly saying, we'll shut down your air traffic? I mean, this sounds like how the Civil War started.
It doesn't surprise me, and I doubt that it really surprises you, Alex, or your listeners. I mean, we've seen this federal bullying by Republicans and Democrats alike for many, many years now. And I was hopeful, until yesterday, I guess it was, that Texas would finally stand up to this nonsense. But now, obviously, they've at least backed down for the moment, unfortunately. Hopefully, perhaps Congress. How is the Lone Star State's congressional delegation handling this? Are they going to fight for the freedom and the Fourth Amendment for at least Texans?
Well, that's the word, a headline yesterday. Powerful bipartisan group is forming in the House of Representatives to defund part of the TSA and defund the naked body scanners. As a former senior congressman, Bob Barr, let's talk about strategies that you could recommend to try to beat this and where your FOIA requests have gone with Liberty Guard dealing with these political persecution lists reportedly that the TSA keeps on Americans. We'll be right back with Bob Barr on the other side.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
BobBarr.com, LibertyGuard.org. He was the presidential nominee in 2008 for the Libertarian Party, senior member of the House of Representatives. Bob Barr is our guest for this one segment to look at the whole TSA situation. Congressman, why have you weighed in and started an organization and FOIA request dealing with the stand down of Thanksgiving and the reported secret political persecution list of the TSA? Why for you is the TSA such an important issue?
It's such an important issue, Alex, because it embodies what is happening to our Fourth Amendment protection, which is the Fourth Amendment being the essential privacy protection that we as citizens in a free society have or should have against unreasonable government intrusion. If there is a better example other than some of the nonsense with the Patriot Act, which we can talk about on a different day, which is very important, a better example of how the government does not give a darn about the Fourth Amendment than what TSA is doing, then I'd like to hear it. When a person, and I've had this happen to me, goes through to board a plane, first of all, I don't think they have any right or reason to, you know, look at my ID. That has nothing to do with whether or not I have weapons or explosives. But be that as it may, once a person goes through the metal or explosive detectors, unless there is some other reason, articulable reason, TSA has to suspect that person posing a danger, they have no right whatsoever to search that person further and to say, well, simply because you don't want to have a nude body scan taken of you, you're going to have a groping, which used to be reserved for suspected criminals upon arrest or detention, that provides the reasonable suspicion is absolute nonsense. So the point is, if we don't stop the government here, based on violation of Fourth Amendment, then there really is not going to be very much at all in the future that we'll be able to stop the government from doing. That's why this battle is so important.
Also, a new video is out of a congressman on C-SPAN. A congressman on a recent flight said TSA patted down child, little old lady, but ignored a man in Arab garb. And that, of course, the Hill newspaper is also reporting that Paul Brown, Republican of Georgia, is saying, your state, well, I have to confirm, I fly quite a bit, and in places like Santa Rosa, San Jose, other areas, New Jersey, all I see is women and children. I do not see them. If somebody's in a wheelchair and can hardly walk, they go after them like wolves. If it's a baby, they check in the diaper. I've seen it. If it's a young woman, if you're wearing an Arab dress and a turban, and I'm not attacking those people and saying they should be singled out either. They're left alone. So this really just appears to be conditioning for the American people to have these federal goons. The FBI can't stick their hands down your pants without a warrant. How then can they do this?
Well, they do it because we let them do it. Because Americans by the millions say, oh, it makes us safer, or oh, I have nothing to hide, and therefore they like sheep, they let the government do this. The only way this is going to be stopped, I don't think it's going to happen through the courts, unfortunately. But we have to fight these battles through the courts also. The only way we're going to have any hope is if the people rise up against this and go to their members of Congress, go to their state legislatures, go to their senators, and demand that TSA be reined in and that the Fourth Amendment actually be given the power to protect individuals that it used to have.
Sir, looking at the TSA announcements that they want to be in high school proms, if you're a new listener, that's not a joke. In Santa Fe, a federal judge ruling that, well, we'll send them there to grope kids to make sure their rights aren't violated. It's just a bizarre Orwellian statement. Or TSA now actually in Florida, Texas, Massachusetts, New York, California are now setting up checkpoints on highways, not just bus terminals, and doing the groping and the hands and the pants. I mean, this is so off the charts. I can't even believe this is really happening. I mean, this is the Soviet Union didn't do this.
It's unprecedented. And again, if we don't put a stop to it pretty darn quick, the Fourth Amendment will have lost any meaning whatsoever. The same thing is happening even here in Georgia. TSA and Department of Homeland Security are setting up, I forget what the acronym stands for, the VIPR program, V-I-P-R, where they will set up roadblocks on major highways, sometimes during rush hour. They will set up folks at train stations. You might have seen a couple of months ago this happened at the train station in Savannah, Georgia. And they will start conducting random searches of people, stopping trucks at truck stops, and, you know, supposedly looking for terrorists. I mean, utterly arbitrary, utterly nonsensical. But as you said a moment ago, and you're absolutely correct, this is conditioning Americans to having government be able to do anything it wants to them. It's not about security, Alex. It's about control.
Well, here's an example of that. I have been going down to Bolivar since I was a child, and I hadn't been in more than a decade, so I took my children there. And the ferry from Galveston to Bolivar, there's a road you can drive around a few miles out of the way. But I thought, let's take the little ferry. It takes about 5 minutes to go across. And when I pulled up, they had all the families out, and they search every car now and dig through your belongings before you get on the ferry. And then they said, well, you don't like this. We set up highway checkpoints now. And it's so asinine. And then with Dominique Strauss-Kahn, they have a new bill in New York State that all of the hotel maids must wear emergency necklaces because one guy might have tried to grope somebody. So the idea is the government will keep you safe from everything. Well, the government can't keep you safe from everything. And every time government claims it's going to do that, historically, congressmen, aren't they a government tyranny always the greatest threat to life, liberty?
It certainly is, because they have a monopoly on legitimate power in terms that they define what the citizens can or cannot do. It's the typical government reaction, whether it's about guns, whether it's about prescription drugs. For example, we just had a bill in Georgia that was passed and signed by Republicans, of course, that now sets up a database of prescription drugs. The reason for this is, well, there are these folks out there that abuse prescriptions. Therefore, in order to make law enforcement's job easier to catch these few scofflaws, we're going to inconvenience and invade the privacy of everybody that gets a prescription filled. And people just sit back and say, oh, it makes us safer. Well, it must be okay then.
And now with political hit list, we know medical records have been used by presidents and people. Now, if any of these cops without a warrant want to know exactly what I'm taking, exactly what my wife's taking, exactly what my children have taken, this is one of the most sacrosanct privacy areas there are.
And it's, I don't know how it is in Texas, but in Georgia and down in Florida, it's Republicans. I tell you, Alex, without exaggeration, Georgia is a perfect example. When the Republicans get into power and control both branches, both the executive and the legislative branches of state government, they impose more controls and invade more of our liberties than the Democrats did.
And that's what was so wonderful about the Texas situation, the unanimous 138 vote in the House to criminalize what's already criminal with the TSA, but start prosecuting these molesters. To have Republicans and Democrats come together for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and then have the Republican David Dewhurst, a Bush-Karl Rove protege, kill it in secret, and senators have gone public that he said, keep this secret, I'm doing this. What's your view of something like that?
It's highly unethical, certainly. It ought to outrage the citizenry. It ought to outrage the governor. I mean, what does Governor Perry intend to do about this?
Well, Senator Dan Patrick, next senior Republican senator under Dewhurst, is the one blowing the whistle, and others are now in the papers saying, oh, yeah, Dewhurst had federal lobbyists with him and was threatening everyone and saying they couldn't pass it while publicly saying he supported it. I mean, if that isn't a new level of political treachery, I don't know what is.
Well, it's political treachery and political cowardice as well, and I'm delighted that you're standing firm on this and bringing light to this, and hopefully many, many of your other colleagues in the media will be doing the same. And I hope Perry does not. I hope he doesn't just cave into this.
Now, we've only got a minute left. I ran out of time. Your FOIA request, you told me privately you're getting ready to sue if they don't answer your FOIAs. Speak to that briefly. And then also Homeland Security saying they won't show the statute where they have the authority to stick hands down pants.
The TSA is an agency with the support of its parent agency, Department of Homeland Security, that believes it's above the law, very honestly. And Congress needs to step in and rein it in. In the absence of that, what we're doing at Liberty Guard, www.libertyguard.org, is going through the Freedom of Information Act, which TSA is fighting. And it looks like we're just trying to get some basic information on how all of this, these scanners and the groping is being conducted and so forth, and under what authority. They're refusing to divulge it, and it looks like we'll have to go through the court system. And, we'll need people's support for that.
Absolutely. And now we learn Congress wanted the radiation readings, and then they gave them fake ones. I mean, these guys think they're God.
Oh, they do. I used to think that being a lawyer that the most powerful people on the face of the earth were federal judges once they get the robe and they're kids compared to these folks at TSA and Department of Homeland Security.
Congressman Bob Barr, thanks for the update. Look forward to having you on soon dealing with the Patriot Act and your upcoming lawsuit. Thank you. We'll be back.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Well, there's a bunch of issues here before I get into all the other financial and geopolitical, and Obama now quoted again saying he's got a stealth plan to get our guns. I want to spend some time on this TSA situation because this affects not just the U.S., but the entire planet, not just Texas, but every state in this union. It is now confirmed what we told you 9 years ago, because then it was public as well, just not widely circulated, that the TSA is the domestic national security force. And you notice it's bipartisan. Bush, Obama, across the board. They want to make this a Republican-Democrat issue, so when Obama's in, Democrats will support the TSA, and then when Republicans are in, they'll support it. That's how they divide us in the left-right paradigm. I don't care if you're a liberal, conservative, libertarian, communist, Easter Bunny, whatever it is, you shouldn't want this to be done to you and your family. I mean, the Soviet Union, at its height, didn't, take Miss Soviet Union or whatever at a checkpoint and stick their hands down her pants. They would, no one would ever, not in communist China. I talk to folks that fly there all the time, even touch your body. If they're suspicious or think you're doing something, they call you in behind closed doors and interrogate you. But again, political correctness, they're not making a mistake here. Oh, we don't want to target certain groups so everyone has hands down their pants. It's designed that way. So they flip it around and say, all of you are guilty. But I'm digressing. Here's the points I want to get into. A, great job to the hundreds of people that showed up during the afternoon and throughout the evening when they closed the day's session at past 11 o'clock at night. Folks were in the gallery. Said traitors, treason, and Dewhurst made sarcastic remarks to the media, saying, I guess they don't like all we've done for them, and then laughed about Patrick and made some sarcastic comments about Senator Patrick, who's now exposed Dewhurst. I want to talk about the state police. I had a Dutch film crew with me, and they couldn't believe citizens marching into a Capitol and screaming at the lobbyists, screaming at the senators, going to their offices and screaming at them. Well, that's what freedom looks like. If you don't have that, you've got the opposite, what this country's now turned into. That's your birthright. And if you don't like seeing people behave like that and do things like that, and this, quote, civil society, when you have an outrageous federal power grab, meant to break our will, meant to set a precedent where they can do anything they want. Extreme tyranny calls for extreme actions. And this was not extreme actions, going down there and showing them that we're angry and getting in their face and then garnering literally hundreds of TV stations. There were hundreds of TV stations there in the final days of the Texas legislature. And at any one time, I had 20 news cameras around me. And then my job was done in an hour and 20 minutes. I left and I said, okay, all you great patrons that came out, you go be on the media now. They were all over TV, our listeners, and all over newspapers. And they stayed there till past 11 o'clock at night. Just absolutely incredible to see the people there. Frankly, a lot of them doing a better job than I did when I saw them on the news. And there's no way to watch all the newscasts. There are hundreds of Texas newscasts, dozens of national newscasts, hundreds of newspapers, another devastating blow against the globalists. Oh, they unanimously passed it in the House, 138-0. They had 30 of 31 senators, almost unanimous, and Dewhurst killed it. And we now know how Dewhurst killed it, and we won this battle. Oh, we didn't lose by them engaging in this treachery. Many Texas papers across the board, both Democrat and Republican editorial boards, are saying Dewhurst is done. Dewhurst, it's over. You know why? He didn't proudly get up and say, I work for the Justice Department, and I want to be a U.S. senator, and I'm a toady, and I've worked with Obama's people. He let senators know, and they're on record, saying, don't let anybody know. I can't have fingerprints on this. We're going to kill it. And he worked the floor and made threats and made promises to kill it, and knocked the 30 of 31 votes down to almost zero with some of these cowards. And the fact that his treachery has been shown, and the fact that finally Senator Patrick hit him with both barrels and said, you are a disgrace, you are a traitor. I mean, he's all over the news here. You did this behind the scenes. I will not support you for U.S. Senator. I will not support you for governor. And Patrick's as powerful as it gets in the Senate. Patrick, finally, your people are finally starting to become Americans again and say, I don't care about being a political toady. I'm taking you on. They're finally becoming Texans. We're going to talk about this on the other side. Liberty is contagious.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, folks, here's the deal. I had State Representative David Simpson, who helped author the bill and was the main leader on the unanimously passed bill to enforce the law and not let TSA stick their hands on the outside and inside of men, women, and children's pants and grab their genitals. And when he left us, I talked to him during the break, and he said, yeah, we've still got till, like, you know, later tonight, the last day of the session, or the last day for this bill, to be able to get through. There may be a day or two left, but a lot's happening. The point is, we need to get down there today. We need to go to the Capitol, Texas Capitol. Did you know this? It's normal. You go and you talk to your state senators, not the House members. They unanimously voted to do the right thing. You can go pat them on the back if you want. But what needs to be done first is there's only 31 of these senators, and you need to go to every one of their offices. And you can also go in the gallery and, you know, watch the whole thing in session and let these folks know that in their offices that you do not like what's happening. So that's what we're dealing with right now, and I've already got Rob Jacobson down there. He sees a few people. Obviously, I just called for this an hour ago. I'm going to leave here at about 2:10 Central, and I'll be down there in part 2:30, 2:40 or so. The point is, this, I'll be in there. You'll see me, but the point is, it's for you as a citizen to go talk. It's not even a demonstration or a rally. Later, if folks want to congregate, you know, on the South Lawn or something, media needs to be there. You know, I guess we could do that at 4 o'clock or something. The point is, I've even got other stuff I got to do on top of this. We just need to go down there, talk to our senators, because they're just ignoring the phone calls, because they're getting so many phone calls right now, and say, look, it's illegal what the TSA is doing. They don't have a law to back it up. The state rep talked about that earlier. They're just brazenly doing it. We need to get down there. We need to go. I'm asking you to go. I don't do a lot of demonstrations or events. I've done it. I've been on international television, national TV, Nightline, you name it. I've spoken to rallies of 10,000 people, 2,000 people, 1,000. I don't just go around doing these events because I realize that it's about talking to the senators. It's about informing people electronically through the media. But showing yourself on events like this, this is what it's all about. It's about the people showing that, you know, by their physical presence, that they are against what's happening. Now, joining us from Tripoli, Libya, under months and months of bombardment, British attack helicopters now being dispatched, U.S. and British forces advising admitted Taliban and al-Qaeda in the fight against Muammar Gaddafi. The attempted assassinations are ongoing, and they're not even calling them assassinations, even though they're admitted. The Russians are now calling for an immediate ceasefire in Libya, saying this is an attack, a humanitarian disaster. They now admit the rest of the Arab Springs are being funded by the CIA. That's now admitted. Google and others in Europe have just been praised for it. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney has been demonized because she has a lot of courage. She spoke up against Dine Corps and Halliburton child kidnapping rings and got Rumsfeld to admit it. She fought against forced inoculations. She fought against the Patriot Act. She has a lot of courage, and she's a member of the Green Party. She's been awarded the Peace Through Conscience Award from the Munich American Peace Committee. And yesterday she appeared on state-run Libyan TV, and that's caused quite a hubbub here domestically because she has the courage to go to that. We were talking to her yesterday on the phone with bombs going off in the background. Congresswoman, we appreciate you joining us.
Alex, it's been too long. I have wanted to come on your show for so long, but it's quite, you know, whenever we get together, it's wonderful. So thank you so much for having me on. And, you know, it's dark here now, and after the meeting of President and Cameron, we expect that there will be intense bombing tonight. We don't know that, but we expect that that's what is in store for us, more humanitarian intervention from NATO.
And Obama told Cameron no let-up on Gaddafi. Now, have you talked to Gaddafi? What have you witnessed? What are you seeing? We're seeing the images of civilian dead, burning buildings, and our media tells us 1984 style, this is not an assault, this is not an attack. This is humanitarian. They're sinking, what, 8 ships last week in the harbor, bombs going off everywhere, more bombs yesterday. What are you witnessing?
They're lying. The American people are being lied to, not only by the media, by their leaders. And this is becoming a humanitarian disaster. For example, I have an Italian woman here who did everything she could to purchase medicines because they want to purchase medicines. And the government of Italy put a stop on the purchase by the Libyans of medicines for their people.
And that's a violation of the Geneva Convention. That is a serious war crime.
That's right. And then we have the situation with fuel for civilian use. They have effectively blockaded the harbor so that deliveries of benzene to fuel the cars is not permitted. And this is affecting the civilian population. So you will see what looks like a traffic jam. And actually, it's cars lined up, hundreds of cars lined up at the service station.
So they have Libya under siege. Tell us what it's like on the ground. Tell us what you're witnessing. Tell us what you said on Libyan television.
Well, basically, now here's the interesting thing, because these people, the Libyans, are undeterred. They seem to be unafraid. I was with a group of women. I wrote in the piece that I did, A Feast of Blood, about a woman whose mother is in Benghazi. And she can't, it's sort of like the situation with Hurricane Katrina. She can't get back to Benghazi because, you know, Benghazi is the stronghold of the rebels. Now, the interesting thing, what I've been told today, I haven't checked it out yet, but that there is sort of active Israeli intervention in Benghazi, and that the Israelis are on the ground under contract, probably being paid to organize the NATO alliance of that consists of Libyans. But it's my understanding that these so-called rebels are not just Libyans; they are people from all over the region. These are not even mainly Libyans. These are Egyptians and Algerians. It's the
CIA secret Al-Qaeda brigades from the 1980s. That's now been admitted.
Yes.
And there's U.S. and British commandos have been there since before it started. That's now confirmed. This is absolutely incredible. Why did you decide to go to Libya, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney?
Well, I guess, you know, I'm accustomed to going into conflict zones, and I just could not accept that this was being done in my name. And, you know, there comes a point when you're fed up, you're tired, and you want to do as much as you can possibly do. And, of course, I come from the Catholic tradition that instructs us that we have an obligation, we have a responsibility to do as much as we are gifted to do. And so being here was my way of making a contribution. And sure enough, the fact that I was here when the most intense bombardment of Tripoli, this is Tripoli, I mean, can you imagine? I'm not talking about, you know, out in the farmland where you're just despoiling the agricultural land. I'm talking about Tripoli, a metropolitan area of 2 million people, and they're being hit with bombs. I mean, it is absolutely incredible.
And it's called humanitarian.
What that has to do with any kind of humanitarian intervention is beyond me. This is what we know the United States to be very good at, and particularly on the African continent. We've seen it over and over and over again. Individuals of wealth and resource who are able to pull the levers on U.S. military and diplomatic policy are able to arm a small group of people, give them the financial wherewithal to wreak havoc and terror on a population, and then all of a sudden, presto, abracadabra, you've got what is called in the media a civil war. Well, it's not a civil war. It's a group of people who've decided that they want something that particular area has. For example, in Sierra Leone, it was diamonds. And when the British sandline mercenaries went into the home of Fode Sanko, what did they find there? A letter from Maurice Templesman proposing to do business. So this is the kind of thing that motivates U.S. policy. And I am certain that at the end of an investigation, were we to have one, we would find that there are certain individuals involved in this, and they are able to dictate to the president, to Cameron, to Sarkozy, to all of the NATO allies, they are able to dictate them going to war.
Well, we know
what
it's about. The Al-Qaeda rebels have already set up their own bank. They've already set up their own oil company. And it's about handing over the trillions in oil, also the water. Say what you want about Muammar Gaddafi. He's built up an infrastructure. He's actually delivered to the people the government spoils. And it's become a major hub for all of Africa. And he's been developing Africa and moving towards an African currency and a loan program. He's got hundreds of billions in gold and other resources. And you can say what you want about Gaddafi, but bottom line, this is a takeover. You know, how can the neocon media call you a traitor for being over there reporting the truth when it's admitted that what Gaddafi said 3 months ago is true, that the main force, this is now in the Wall Street Journal and L.A. Times, that is running all this is Al-Qaeda. And in fact, the Al-Qaeda commander under CIA payroll admits that he killed U.S. soldiers or commanded groups in Iraq. So you're against people that killed U.S. soldiers, and so you're bad. Cynthia, I mean, what's wrong? Just join Al-Qaeda, and the neocons are going to say you're great.
Well, that's exactly the point, because we remember when Robin Cook, the now deceased foreign minister of the United Kingdom, had to say about Al-Qaeda. He just said it was the CIA's Rolodex. So it is.
And he died a week later. That killed him real fast.
And they got rid of him. Yeah, so I mean, you know, it's not the situation that the United States is allied with Al-Qaeda is not unusual. What is unusual is that they actually admit it, because what they have been saying to the American people and to the world is that Al-Qaeda is the bad guy, and that's who we've got to get. But I will never forget the op-ed that was written by Robin Cook. And so I advise everybody, I know you talk about this, and you know, you're one of the rare truth tellers, and so you will remember this, but the fact that we had someone of Robin Cook's stature and position to tell us the truth about exactly what Al-Qaeda was is very important and something not to be forgotten.
I agree. And the word was he was going to come out and document that they'd murdered Dr. David Kelly. It's now coming out they murdered Diana. That's big news. And they couldn't allow him with that high level, you know, like number two or three in the British government. They killed him so fast it made everybody's head spin. Now, Congresswoman, this is so important. What is the mood of the Libyans under these love bombs that are killing so many, these humanitarian kinetic attacks, and the word of the attack helicopters coming, more weapons? I don't bring this up because you're black. It's in the news. We reported it over a month ago that Gaddafi's been allied with just a coalition, and the tribes he's with are not anti-black African. And it's admitted that they're lining up blacks and killing them in the areas held by Al-Qaeda. What's the word on that, on the genocide against black Africans in Libya?
Well, here's another thing that is absolutely astounding, and that is this whole idea that black people shouldn't be in Africa, which is something that was promulgated by the American press. When I presume is that when they landed and they saw black people all over Libya, they were shocked. Well, the fact of the matter is that you've got a sizable chunk of black people in Libya because you've got black people all over Africa. So, you know, it's horrible, and it's insulting to the Libyans themselves. And so now they have their own citizens who are being killed, beheaded. In fact, I'm having the video of this. I think there may be some footage of this on the Internet already, but I am getting it uploaded now so that I can disseminate it through my own network of the family members of those Libyans who were lynched. They've gone to lynching and beheadings of the blacks, and this is being done by the NATO allies.
Because it's known that blacks, on average, are supportive of Gaddafi because he doesn't lynch them and chop their heads off.
Now, look, Alex, have a relationship with their professor at a university because they have free education over here, all the way up through the PhD level. You go to school and you don't pay
attention. No, I studied Libya. I don't even agree with socialism because it only works if you have a benevolent dictator, and I'm not saying he's that. But Gaddafi does take most of the money and actually use it. That I've you've been there many times. I've seen the video, the reports. It is a shining jewel of development, and they want that giant canal he's built, that huge airport they built for AFRICOM to launch attacks all over Africa. I mean, really, Libya is the beachhead to really take over Africa. Is that the word there?
That's right. And in addition to that, you have the European countries were trying to have some Mediterranean alliance. And what they proposed was that the African countries on the Mediterranean littoral be joined in a economic arrangement with all of Europe. And Gaddafi was the one who said, no, that's not fair. If it's all of Europe, then it ought to be all of Africa. And so he put a stop to that particular plan. And so that is in limbo now. But, of course, you know, nothing would be in limbo if you got those puppets, the NATO allies, in control and recognized as a legitimate government of Libya.
Cynthia, incredible. What are the bombardments like? What are you witnessing? What is the feeling of the Libyan people that you've met with?
Well, I've had so many Libyans, you know, it's kind of obvious that I'm an American, and once I open my mouth. And so they asked me, why? Why are the Americans doing this? Because, you know, Gaddafi made many concessions and invited the American companies in. I mean, you know,
he made a deal. He gave up the weapons. He kissed their rump. I mean, he did everything.
That's right. And the American companies are here. They're here in full force. And even that wasn't good enough. Now, there's another thing that I'll be writing a little bit more about, and that's supposed to be the geological survey that the Libyan government had just to ascertain exactly what their resources were and the extent of whatever the mineral reserves were that they had. And it, apparently it came back that Libya had far more oil resources than they previously thought.
Yeah, the word is instead of 1 trillion, 5 trillion, the oil worth it, almost as much as all the rest of the oil that's been discovered in Africa from the numbers I've seen, and one of the biggest areas with deep aquifers of water. Now we've only got about 7-8 minutes left with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, former Congresswoman. What are the best websites for people to read your reports of what's really happening in Libya and other key points that you'd like to add for the international media that is undoubtedly going to pick up on this interview today?
Well, I presume that people could go to my Facebook page or Twitter, and they can get the dispatches that I send out. I'm in the process of preparing one now about how the Gaddafi family members were murdered. I went and visited that compound, and that is amazing. It's not even a compound. It's a house in a residential neighborhood. I mean,
and that's,
you know,
illegal too. I mean, they're bombing houses. They're trying to kill him and his family, and then telling the public, oh, we're not doing that.
I know. It is just patent lies. Now, you asked about what it's like to be here. I mean, you know, it's like every time that I'm in a hotel room and every time the air conditioner comes on, you know, I kind of jump because I know it's dark now and the bombardment's going to start. And so any kind of pop or, you know, I've only been through it, what, 3 or 4 nights now? And can you imagine what our soldiers go, you know, are like when they come back with post-traumatic stress syndrome, when they go through it night after night for month after month, for year after year. This is, and the effect on the children and on the average ordinary civilians who are in no way, you know, we don't even know what the NATO design is other than to kill Gaddafi and to take over the country.
And we know that the folks on the east, a lot of them, want to slaughter the folks on the west, old tribal differences, and I'm sure just like the UN has helped carry out massacres in Rwanda and other areas, they can't wait to help out there. They're going to help folks with this humanitarian mass murder. Now, what do you make of the Russians coming out and saying, this is not humanitarian, they're going to try to go to the UN and put a veto in? What do you expect to happen there? Pakistan now says the U.S. is getting ready to start a war with them. The Chinese are saying they're ready to go toe-to-toe. I mean, it looks like we're moving towards World War III, all with the left cover of Obama up there.
Well, of course, that's why he was put in office to start with, you know. So, yes, I'm not surprised that all of this would be happening under President Obama's watch. And then, of course, we still have the Cold Warriors, who believe that Russia and China are the ultimate and penultimate enemies of the United States. And so rather than seeing the world as a global community, they see the world as a collection of rivalries that need to be overcome. And so I, for one, if the Russians or the Chinese are ready to put an end to what is happening here in Libya, I would say thank you very much for helping bring some sanity back into
international policy. I would be against the Russians when they were taking over Eastern Europe, and I'm against that. I was for the Berlin Wall falling. I don't like any tyrants. We have become that. You don't see Russia and China blowing countries up everywhere.
No, and in fact, if you look at what the Chinese have done, I've seen the tangible results of what the Chinese have provided in terms of development assistance around the African continent.
Well, that's the word that AFRICOM's going in, and the Pentagon admits this, to block the Chinese developing Africa.
Yes, that's right. And the worst thing, of course, you know, from the whole idea about what's a threat, the threat only can be carried out if they're is the means by which to do so. And as long as you keep people poor and deprived, then they do not have the ability to challenge you, whether it's in areas of finance or is in education or science or whatever, then you can remain top dog.
Exactly. Shifting gears, because we're almost out of time. We're going to 1 minute break. If you can stay five, but I don't know yet. Congresswoman, what do you make? I know you're over in Libya, bravely under bombardment, so you probably don't know, but the media is trying to demonize you. How dare you go report what's happening? You know, how dare you go give another view on things? What do you make of the demonization of yourself for being over there?
Alex, you know what it's like. I mean, you know, I'm here with Washington Times, Los Angeles Times, and the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, and the New York Times reporters. And the first thing that came out of their mouth to me was, you're so courageous to be here. But, you know, they would never print it. And so at the end of the day, it goes with the territory of telling the truth.
That's right. Our job's easy. We just tell the truth, but few have the courage you have. Let me talk to you during this 1 minute break, see if you can stay. If not, this will be it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.